On the 8th of September, we celebrated World Physio Day, and this year the theme is lower back pain, a condition that so many people suffer from. I'm Caroline Creer, and I spoke to Gabriel Mulenga. He's a registered physiotherapist that's been practicing in Namibia for 8 years, working in both the private sector and public hospitals. He's a member of the Executive Committee of the Namibian Society of Physiotherapy, and this is the sole representative organization for the profession of physiotherapy within Namibia. Are there any tips that you can share with us to take better care of our backs and also avoid lower back pain?
All right, I just want to also highlight the point that lower back pain is actually quite preventable. This is not one of those inevitable things that will happen to everybody and anybody. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of us do, unfortunately, spend a lot of the day sitting, and the body wasn't designed for this. Having said that, there's a lot that you can do to prevent lower back pain, and I don't mean you have a little bit of pain here and a little bit of pain there. No, we can completely prevent you from having any pain at all. And the very first thing I want you to look at is, can you minimize the amount of sitting that you do at a time? If you need to sit at your desk and you need to work at a computer, that's fine, that's understandable, that's the job. But instead of sitting from 8 o'clock when you clock into your office until 12 lunchtime, can we maybe have you sit from 8 to 9? You stand up and you just have a bit of water, walk around your desk. You don't have to now stand up for 5-10 minutes when you've got your workload to get through. You just need to change your position. If you do that for 30 seconds, then you can sit down again and carry on from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock and repeat the same thing. You stand up, have a bit of water, take a walk around your desk. You don't have to go too far. You sit down again. If you get into a habit of doing that through your week, that should already have a bit of relief for the tension that your body feels from sitting all these many hours. The same applies for the people that have to drive long distances on a frequent basis, our drivers, our delivery people, or anybody that works in remote areas and has to come back into the city centers because of their work. My advice to them is always, every 200 Ks plus or minus, if it's safe to do so, pull off the road, get out of the car, take a walk around the car, and carry on with your journey again. That small change will make such a difference. And people do come back and tell me, after doing it for a week or two, and say, you know what, I can feel it. I can actually feel my back does feel a little bit more relaxed. Number one. Number two, we need to also look at how much exercise are we getting. As I mentioned, I don't expect everybody to be able to go to the gym every single morning at 5, Monday to Sunday. No. If you can get in a moderate amount of exercise, research has shown, with various studies being done, that we need to get in at least 150 minutes of exercise 3 times a week. It does sound like quite a lot, and most people say, I don't have the time for this, I don't have the energy. But if you can do something that you find interesting, that's the first thing that should normally help people stick to the habit. You don't have to do something that you don't enjoy. If it means taking a walk to the park, if it means doing YouTube videos with the rest of your family at home, that's another very good idea. If you do have a gym set up nearby, if it means going to the gym, that's also fine. These are all things that we as physiotherapists can help you with to get an exercise program that works for you with your schedule. But you need to get in those 150 minutes 3 times every week. That's normally considered adequate, not just for preventing low back pain, but for also keeping your heart healthy, keeping your body as well moving, so we can all live to a ripe old age. And another thing I can just advise people on as well is, you need to listen to your body. Your body does obviously tell you when it's tired, way before the back pain starts. If you find that, look, I can't keep on lifting these heavy things on a daily basis, try and see, can we maybe have somebody else help you with the lifting? Can we maybe get a different system going where you don't have to lift these things from such a low area to such a high shelf, for example? These are all different things that you can do, but you need to listen to your body when it tells you that was too much for today. I can't cope anymore. If we don't, inevitably and eventually, back pain will start. Finally, I also just want to highlight the fact that people don't necessarily always have to run for pain medication whenever you get back pain. The pain medication is good. Sometimes you do need it, especially when the pain is unbearable. But remember that at this time, when you take a painkiller, you're not addressing the problem. You're only finding a solution that won't necessarily last for as long as we want it to. So do get your painkillers, but try and look at what is the issue, what is the problem, and how can I address it? Is this now becoming chronic pain? Do I maybe need to see somebody about this? Don't hesitate. The longer you leave these things, the worse it gets. Not every pain will disappear on its own. Sometimes we do need to address it. And as I mentioned, there's a whole wide variety of things that can be done, a whole wide variety of different healthcare practitioners that are able to come in and assist you with this pain. And just in closing, for anybody that's looking for the services of a physiotherapist within the country, you are then advised to go find us at our website, which is www.namibiaphysio.com. That's www.namibiaphysio.com. On this website is a list of all the registered physiotherapists working in the various different hospitals and regions within the country. You will also find us on Facebook and Instagram under the same name, Namibia Physio. You are welcome to make appointments with any physiotherapist. And yes, let's work together to fight the scourge of low back pain and healthier bodies, please.
Thank you, Gabriel. That's Gabriel Mulenga, a registered physiotherapist and a member of the Executive Committee of the Namibian Society of Physiotherapy.